the heavens, pour your spirit out. Like a mighty wind, blow through this house. Open up the heavens, pour your spirit out.
Breakthrough is coming. rise up for shout. It's the unruly spirit that the King is calling out. It's fire in my bones. It's healing in my soul. I feel it all over me right now. I'm surrendering control.
Let it fall on me. Let it fall on me. Let the Holy Ghost and fire fall on me. Let it fall on me. Let it fall on me. Let a Pentecostal revival fall on me.
Renew me with new time. Revive me with new wine. Baptize me with fresh fire. This is my time. This is my time.
Renew me with new tongues. Revive me with new wine. Baptize me with fresh fire. This is my time. This is my time. Renew me with new tongues. Revive me with new wine. Baptize me with fresh fire. This is my time. This is my time. Renew me with new tongues. Revive me with new wine. Baptize me with fresh fire. This is my time. This is my time. I can feel it in my head.
Oh yeah.
I can feel it in my feet.
The Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost in my head. It's all over me.
I can feel it in my head.
I can feel it in my head.
I feel it in my feet.
I can feel it in my feet. A Pentecostal revival. It's all over me. Holy Ghost, fall on me. Holy Ghost, fall on me now.
Oh, Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost, fall on me. Holy Ghost, fall on me. Holy Ghost, fall on me now.
I feel it in my head.
I feel it in my head.
I feel it in my feet.
I can feel it in my feet.
One more time, I can feel it in my hands. I was running at the gym on a treadmill today, and I put my hand on the bar to get my heart rate as I was running, and across the screen it flashed, "We recommend you don't hold on while running." And I thought, my God, what in the world is that? When I'm walking, I can only thing I can think of is this. Is running people ain't supposed to hold on to anything. It's just supposed to be free. Well, what's that mean, preacher, in a church setting? It means it's hard to get loose like this to a pew. But if you somehow get out from inside the pew and you get free up in this house. I know it's Sunday night and the pastor's gonna prod on you right quick. Why don't you do me a favor and just step out in the aisle and let's sing that one more time. I can feel it in my hands. I can feel it in my feet. I can feel it all over
me.
Come on, somebody, let go.
The Holy Ghost and fire is all over me.
Yes, I can feel it in my head.
I can feel it in my feet.
I can feel it in my feet.
I can feel it in my feet.
Yes, I can.
I'm getting closer.
And then we're going to have Bible study. We're going to feed our souls. Praise God. On Wednesday night. It's going to be our first Wednesday kickoff that we're going to be starting to do on Wednesday nights for here for the next few months. Praise God. So be planning to be here on Wednesday night. If we get the ushers to come, we're going to get some things out of the way real quick. Praise God. I don't know about you. Who needs a gym? Praise God. We got enough stretching. And some of y'all need to start moving, but maybe you need to start off just a little slow. Praise God. Just get out there in the aisle a little bit. Praise God and worship the King. Also, this Sunday morning, we're only going to have one service. It's going to be a continuation of our revival. We're going to have Brother John Proctor here this Sunday morning. So be ready for that. Be anticipating God to continue to do great things in our midst. Praise God. Father, we're so thankful tonight, Lord, for your many blessings. Lord, you see those on the board tonight that need healing in their body. We pray, Lord, that you administer to those needs tonight. Even as we pray, Lord, we pray that you bless this offering. Lord, bless those that have not. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah. Y'all give to the Lord tonight. Praise God.
Until he set me free.
Oh, yes.
What a change he made in my life. No more compromising the wrong for the right. He made the difference. He made the difference in my life.
I don't talk like I used to walk.
Cause he made
the difference.
I don't talk
like I used to talk.
Cause he made
the difference.
For the Lord, where would I be?
Oh, yes.
My life was heavy.
Jesus telling me I am not alone. He made the difference. He made a difference in my life.
I don't walk like I used to walk.
He made the difference.
I don't talk.
I don't talk like I used to talk.
He
made the difference.
I don't live.
I don't live like I used to live. He made the difference.
Jesus showed up. Oh, what a change. I said, what a change he's made in my life. No more compromising the wrong for the right. He made the difference. He made the difference in my life. One more time, clap your hands and praise the Lord in this house. Hallelujah. Oh, it feels good in this house. Actually, it feels great in this house. If you don't like what's going on, you definitely ain't like about what's about to happen. Amen, because I feel a Holy Ghost bomb getting ready to sit up off of this house tonight. Amen, I'm coming for everyone in this house. Amen, whether you're up there in the sound room or whether you're back in the nursery room, amen, God said he inhabits the praises of his people. And where there's praise is where you'll find God. It's something about when you come into the sanctuary. I walked in here. Some were talking a little bit, just didn't feel nothing. But when all of a sudden we begin to praise the God of glory, and we begin to sing hallelujah, and we begin to worship, that's when we begin to feel God's power. Because, oh, God responds to people that worship. God responds to people that's hungry. God responds to people that says, hey, God, I'm thankful for the change you've made in my life. Oh, I never shall forget the day when all my burdens he rolled away. Oh, I'm still glad about it. Been over 20-something years ago, and I'm still seeing. He brought me out of the miry clay. Hear me tonight, God is wanting to do some supernatural things. He has been doing supernatural things. What is that, preacher? I'll tell you what that is. It's when you can only do what you can do in the natural. And God comes down from heaven and he steps up into your world and he begins to meet, amen, your response of faith, your response of prayer, your response of worship. And then all of a sudden, what you begin to do in the natural, the supernatural begins to take place. And people leave here speaking other tongues as the Spirit of God gives the utterance. People leave here with healing. People leave here, amen, with something brand new in their life. And I'm still glad he's doing that in this house. Amen. If you have your Bible, turn to Psalm 22 and 3. I guess we'll use that as a text. And then we'll go to Psalm 49 and 6. It's been a great joy to be here with this great church. God is doing wonderful things in this assembly. And you ought to be glad about it. You ought to be thankful. Oh, hallelujah. From last Sunday to tonight, I can see a difference in some people's countenance. Oh, God has done more behind the scenes that you can even see in the natural eye. Amen. I believe God is stirring. God is changing. God is setting the atmosphere in order for what God is getting ready. I want to tell this church here tonight, Pastor, amen, this church hasn't been in your best service yet. You've been in some good ones, but you ain't been in your best one yet. I know the old property, your pastor took me over there last night. Thank God, just still not over there. I see you later. But look where the Lord has brought you from. And don't you think you're at a good place to stop. As a matter of fact, this is a good place to start something fresh, to start something new. You need to change your perspective. You need to, amen, open up your eyes and begin to tune into the supernatural and begin to look at things that you can't see in the natural, but only things you can see in the spirit world. I don't know who that lady was up there this morning. I don't know if she's here tonight. But I felt that, and I just felt this come on me. And I began to point up, and I said, come out from the balcony. Oh, my. God wants to fill this house so you can have a full balcony. You got to shake yourself and don't get, amen, comfortable where you're at. Parish, you ain't seen nothing yet. You ain't scratched. Or thank God for where you come from, but thank God we're not stopping here. Come on, there's more. There's greater. There's more power. God is wanting to show you. I'll tell you like this. If the doctors found something in your body this week and you decided to really praise God tonight, they may not find it next week. Miracles are in this house tonight. And if you give him a sudden praise tonight, I just believe God can give you a sudden miracle. Come on, I'm going to dance all over this house until the walls of doubt fall down. I'm just going to be myself tonight. Is that okay? I've been trying to, but I'm going home tonight, so I'm going for broke. Amen. I give honor to your pastor, brother and sister Davis, their family. Love and appreciate them very much. I know I'm supposed to say this, but I don't have to say this because we're that kind of friends. So I don't have to say it. But I say it, amen. God's hand is on them in this season. And I want you to pray for them that God would give them strength and God would give them wisdom. Because the devil don't like what's going on around here. Is the camera already running tonight? zoom in on me. Ah, the devil don't like what's going on, but we don't care what the devil don't like. This is God's church. These are God's people, and God is getting ready to shake Paris like never. I wish somebody would begin to shake yourself and say, God, I believe that. God, I'm ready to see it. Better be careful. Oh, I didn't come to be careful tonight. Hallelujah. Psalm 22 and 3. But thou art holy, O thou inhabitest the praises of Israel. He can only inhabit what is sent up. You want something to come down, you got to send something up. Let it never be known you come to church and did you hear what the man of God said? Jesus is in the house. Don't you ever let that complacent spirit override your faith. Come on. Faith says I got to do it one more time. Faith says I got to worship one more time. Faith says I got to come to church on Sunday night one more time. Because when the praises go up, blessings come down. He said in Psalm 149 and 6, let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand. I want to preach for a little bit tonight on costly praise. I didn't come to preach on cute praise. I didn't come to preach on run-of-the-mill praise. A costly praise, or if you don't like that one, you can title it ugly praise. Some of you are in some ugly situations and acute praise ain't gonna get you out of nothing. But I'm talking about a praise tonight that says no matter what the weapon is, I want the devil to know we gonna win anyhow. Clap your hands one more time. All across this house, he's worthy to be praised. Praise God. Oh, there's more anointing in that one. Praise God. You may be seated. Costly praise. There are powerful principles in praising God. There's going to be some things that try and bury praise in your life. There are some things that will try and get in front of you and the breakthrough that God has for you. But you got to make up in your mind, hear me tonight, every day that you get up, you got to say there's no devil that's going to steal my praise. Because hell knows if I can just steal their praise and get them to stop responding, then he will win the battle. But if the people of God here on a Sunday night will just keep on praising, there's not a devil that's too powerful. There's not a trial too ugly. There's not a sickness too deadly. Come on, somebody. There's not something, amen, too chaotic to rob you from what God has for you. But you got to continue to run to him and not from him. God will give you the power to overcome anything that's in front of you. God has predestined that our whole lives should be filled with praise and bring praise and glory to him. We are to please the Lord and we are to praise the Lord with our lips and our voice and with music and with clapping of hands and with lifting of hands. We are to praise him with the dance. There's only one scripture in the Bible that says, clap your hands, all ye people. I said it says, clap your hands, all ye people. You know why you did that besides for me asking you to? It's because it didn't cost you nothing. But I want to tell you tonight, I can point you to the same Bible, amen, that says a dozen times to dance before God. Praise him in the dance. Let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. See, praise presents to him that, God, I'm giving you glory right now. I'm not giving you glory on down the road, but no matter what's in my way, God, I give you praise right now. And everybody that's here tonight, you should have something to present to him and to give him right now. Somebody take 15 seconds and just give praise unto the King of Kings and to the Lord of Lords. Come on, from the front to the back, from the balcony to the bottom, to the left, to the right. I wish you would just give him something unto him and praise him. See, you feel better. See, you look better. See, God begins to show up when you begin to give him praise. We should be clothed with praise. Our life should be one praise to God. There should never be a time where we don't praise the Lord. Praise is more than just praising to a beat of a drum. Praise ought to be our lifestyle. I told you, Pastor, I said, where they been hiding you at? Turn you loose. Turn her up when she sings, my God. Amen. The anointing of the God is on you, sis. And I want to tell you, the devil would like to steal it. The devil would like to stifle it. The devil would like to plot thoughts in your mind and tell you you're not good enough. You just need to let them mute your mic. The devil is a lie. Turn my mic all the way up because I got to praise and I got to get it out. Come on, somebody. There's something inside of you. Amen. And that God wants you to release. But oh, first you got to understand, you are powerful. Oh, praise God. Praise ought to be our lifestyle. Tabernacle of David was not just a place. You wasn't created to be famous or to be get rich or to go through the motions, but you were created to praise him. It's not an option, it's a command. I was preaching in a place one time. I told your pastor about it last night. I said, I was praising God. And this lady after church, she said, come here. She said, I need to talk to you. I thought, well, this ain't going to be good. And she said, brother, she said, your praise offends me. I said, oh, dear sister, I'm sorry. I said, your silence offends me. I come to tell the church of the living God, we got more Bible for our praise than we do for our silence. The Bible says the dead praise not the Lord, neither them that go into silence. Some of you have been too silent for too long. It's time to open up your mouth, amen, and make a declaration and say, I still got a praise. I still got a hand clap. I still got a song. I still got a hallelujah anyhow. You hear me, Paris? It's not time to relax on your praise. When you relax on your praise, you relax on the message. And what we need tonight is we need a dancer. We need a shouter. We need an aisle runner. We need a hand clapper. When somebody runs, they ought to not run by themselves. When they clap, they ought to not clap by themselves. What are you doing, preacher? I'm telling you, we need a costly praise. We need a praise that says, hey, this ain't about me. This is about you, God. This ain't about my neighbor, but this is about heaven coming and touching earth. The more you praise him, the more power he sends. The atmosphere has to get right in order for the people to get filled with the Holy Ghost. I'm sorry. I was preaching at this place one time. This pastor, he said, we need 20 to get the Holy Ghost. I said, well, okay. I looked in the congregation. I thought, oh, God, you got to have 20 that need it. A lot of things I want, but they ain't there to get it. Wishful thinking, I guess. I come to tell this house tonight, hey, man, there's more inside of you than what you give yourself credit for. Amen. There's more Holy Ghost power. There's more giftings inside of you. Amen. Don't let you. Amen. You know what the bad thing? Potential's great, but the alternative is wasted potential. God forbid I sit on that pew and I dry up and all I come in here, I got a critical spirit. Well, it's too cold. Well, they're singing too loud. Well, I don't like that song. No, when I walk through them doors, he said, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. I didn't come in here to be judgmental. I didn't come here to look down my nose. I walked in here to give God the highest praise. Whoever wants to walk through them doors, come on in here. I want you to know this is a place where you can recover. You can, amen, feel the presence of God. How can I feel? By the people that lift up their hands and open up their mouth and begin to praise God. The atmosphere. The atmosphere that I feel in this house tonight is an atmosphere where God can do absolutely anything. Same pastor called me in his office. I did a revival Friday, Saturday, Sunday there. That was my first and my last. Got in there in that office. He said, well, he said, brother, we ain't really advertised this. He said, Easter's coming up and we just need a good shot in the arm. I thought, you need more than a shot in the arm. I'm 39 years old. And when I come to the house of God, I ain't got time to waste a service. I ain't got time. Well, I don't want to offend. I don't come to offend nobody on purpose. I come to prod people to tell you there's more inside of you. Hey, amen. The enemy don't like you. And you know why the enemy don't like you? Because there's destiny all around this place. Hey, amen. The enemy don't like what he don't have. And I come to tell hell, you ain't got not one of us. Some of you may be here tonight by the hair of your chinny chin chin, but you're still here. And if you got one more praise and you got one more hallelujah, you ought to say, devil, take that. Get off of them in the name of Jesus. Amen. What my praise is doing is setting the atmosphere where somebody can walk in here with stage 4 cancer and God can dry it up. When I begin to praise God, amen, I set the atmosphere. Somebody can walk in here and have cirrhosis of the liver and God can dry it up. When I begin to praise God, people can walk in here and on their way to divorce court, but God can restore the marriage. That's what we're doing when we praise God. We're setting the atmosphere. And that only happens by costly praise. God don't even see you. Get out of the way. Look at your neighbor and say, don't mess up the flow on my road. If you don't want to praise him, find another row. Find another section. But this section right here, this row right here is going to be a praising row. Why? Because you don't know who's walked in here and they're... their miracles predicated on if you praise God or not. Look at your neighbor and say, SOS. Scoot over, give me some room. Scoot over. My God, you're too close to me. I don't like being bunched up. I get claustrophobic. You can sit down. I got a little bit to go. And I was at a fall festival as a kid. And I remember, I didn't like the dark. And I don't like to be closed in. They had this maze through this cardboard box. And you had to get on your hands and knees. They said, oh, it's fun. I look at it now. The devil was a lie.
I got on my hands and knees and crawled through that box, and I kept on crawling, and there wasn't no end in sight, brother. It got darker and darker, and the worst thing was they would have holes in the top of them boxes, and they'd stick their hand down there and they would try to scare me. They did that all right. They did that one time, and I thought, my God, I can't get out of here. You know what I did? I stood up in that box, tore that box smooth slap up. Amen. That's what some of us need to do. The enemy's tried to trap you into your yesterday. He's trying to tell you heaviness is going to be on you all the days of your life. But if you say, get off of me, devil, I'm tired of taking it. This praise tonight is going to cost me. I may feel it tomorrow, but bless God, I'm going to get delivered tonight. I didn't come to play church. I come to tell the devil, get up off of me right now. Somebody give God that kind of praise in this house. Well, that's it. I wish somebody would join him. I wish somebody would worship with him. That's it. Go ahead, brother. We're worshiping the Lord with you. We're worshiping the Lord for you. Oh, that's what happens when costly praise. Oh, praise God. Oh, it feels good in this house. I said it feels good in this house. I'm going to pause here for a commercial break real quick so some of you can catch your breath. Sis, I don't know you. You walked in. I saw it. Not everybody saw it. But when you walked in, they were running. And you know what she did? She got up out the way. You better run with your eyes open around here. I was raised in church. Sunday night, it was on like Donkey Kong. But you had an entryway here, and you had an entryway there. And they're at First Church. You come out the women's bathroom. And if you wasn't looking both ways, you walked out there, you would get steamrolled. And that's the kind of church. God, when you walk around here during worship, I got to look both ways before I cross. But why? Because the worshipers are loose. Come on, some of you. It's time to give God a praise. You've been past due. So it's time to catch up on what you're supposed to give God. Come on, it's time and say, hey, it's time to see it. We're time to, amen, to see what God has for us. It's time. There should never be a situation where you don't praise God in. There should never be a place where you go and you can't praise God in that place. Oh, preacher, you can't praise. You want to watch? Don't tell me I can't, because I'll just do it, whether it's Holy Ghost or not. And that's what we need to have, that kind of mindset. When we come to the house of God, we are not come say, well, pastor better preach good. If he don't, I'm just going to sit here. I don't care what he preaches. We ought to come to the house of God, amen, on the edge of our pew, standing on our tiptoes, and say, this could be the day. This could be the service. This could be the season. This could be the opportunity. And I don't want to sit back and watch it. I want to get up and embrace it. Talking about costly praise. Praise should be something you and I do by day and by night. He said, David said it like this in Psalm 119, 164. David said, 7 times a day I will stop just to praise God. Praise focuses our heart on the Lord. It lifts up our heart towards God. Praise focuses our whole being on God. And we give thanks to God. In Psalm 100 it says, we enter into his gates with thanksgiving. And see, when we give thanks to God, our thoughts circle about yourself. And when you're thanking him for something he did for you. And that includes you in the equation. But in praise, you forget about everything else. And in praise, it's not about you. It's all about him.
Somebody hear me. All of your thoughts, all of your mind, all of your soul, all of your strength and your worship is only for him. Oh, listen to me tonight. I didn't come, amen, to worship for my neighbor. I didn't come here, amen, so you would think, my God, he really likes to. I don't care what you think. My worship and my praise tonight, it's all about him. Let me show you the difference between praise and thanksgiving. You see, when I praise the Lord, I'm not praising him because he healed me, healed my children, or because I'm happy in my marriage. That goes under the umbrella of thanksgiving. But when I praise the Lord, I do so because he is good, and his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. And that's the reason why I praise my God. See, when you begin to praise the Lord, it begins to increase your faith. When people praise God, it produces faith and it begins to grow. And the more you praise, amen, the more you'll want to praise. And when we grow, we should praise God more than we used to praise him. Oh, and it should never be said, and God forbid it never be said over my life, that a new convert should worship God more than a seasoned saint. Because a new convert don't know what it is when God comes in the midnight hour and all the darkness was upon you and you couldn't see your way out and you was about to check out. But all of a sudden, you said, I'm going to praise God one more time. A new convert don't know that. I wish to God somebody in this, I had a senior citizen or senior saint that said, hey, I've been through the storm, I've been through the rain, and I got a praise to give unto God tonight, because God's been good, God's been great, God's been wonderful to me. Oh, go ahead, brother. Go ahead and praise him. I wish somebody would worship him. Come on. He's been through some stuff, but he's still got a praise. I wish somebody stir. This is a costly praise. Come on, this ain't about you. It's about him tonight. I wish you would give it unto him and bless his name. Come on, that's what we need. It's not going to stop here, but it is a continuation. Don't be satisfied with a little praise, a little hand clap. But there ought to be something in you that says, hey, God, this was going to cost me something tonight. I got to get it. He said, the high praises of God will be in my mouth and a two-edged sword in the hand. And I was preaching at a place one night, and this man on the front, he was worshiping, and I saw him. He up there, he stood on his tiptoes. I thought, well, what's he doing? He kept grabbing like this. I said, hey, if you don't mind me asking, I said, why are you on your tiptoes? He said, oh, preacher. He said, my praise is going to be higher than your praise tonight. I wish to God we'd come to church and said, I bet you don't out-worship me tonight. I bet you don't out-God. I wish to God somebody hear me. Amen. Oh, I didn't come to play church. I come to get involved. I come to say, hey, I've been on the reserve, but put me in the game, coach. Put me in. Put me on the dance floor. Put me in the atmosphere and watch me praise God. Some of you tonight, you hear me. If you gave God a costly praise, the enemy wouldn't know what to do. Oh my God. They've been there for months. They ain't moved. Their favorite song is, I shall not be moved.
What got a hold? I'll tell you what got a hold of them. Amen. They let go of their pride and they said, you know what? I may look crazy, but I'm going to give God my best praise because I got to receive a miracle. I got to receive a breakthrough. I got to let hell know you're not bearing my praise. You're not putting it under, but I'm bringing my praise back up to the floor and I'm going to worship God. Praise reminds us of all that God is able to do. And when I start praising God, I recall all the great things He has done. It causes my faith to grow when I begin to praise God. Praise isn't just a sound, it is a weapon. Growing people understand that praise is a weapon. It's not just noise. It's a powerful weapon. And if it's a powerful weapon, bless God, get it out the cabinet, get it off the pew, get it off the shelf, pull it out your purse. Come on, somebody, and let that weapon go to battle for you. We got some mighty weapons. You may not believe it. I don't care. Because I've seen too many people that have praised their way out of situations. I was preaching in Louisiana one time. And this church, it was a shotgun building. And I saw this man and woman, they was back there. The wife, she was on the outside, and the husband was on the inside. And he had sunglasses on top of his head. He was chewing bubble gum, and I thought, well, huh. So I looked at her. I said, sis, I said, stand out in the aisle there. I said, the Holy Ghost is about to break in your world today. I said, but when He does it for you, I said, it's not going to stop with you. I said, it's going to start with you, and it's getting ready to fall on your family. I said, go ahead and step out and throw your hands up. Now, I'm on the platform. I'm not back there to her. I couldn't get back there. There's too many. I had other people I had to pray for. And so the next thing I know, she stood out. She lifted up her hands. Power of God fell on her. I went on. I was praying for different ones. I went to the other side of the platform. God is my witness. Next thing I know, it was just about a few minutes later, I come back to this side, and I see she's out in the aisle dancing and worshiping God, and her husband got his sunglasses on his head, chewing bubble gum. All of a sudden, the power of God's falling on him, and he begins to cry. I thought, my God, here we go. I jumped off that platform. I climbed over them chairs. I got back there to him. I yanked them sunglasses off. I said, sirs, go ahead and take your wife by the hand. I said, God's about to give y'all a breakthrough. Amen. Next thing I know, he grabbed her by the hand. He didn't stop there. He come down to the front. Him and his wife, they danced all over that house. God give them a breakthrough. What are you saying, preacher? I'm telling you, amen, if you want your marriage to survive, go ahead and praise God. It's time to break through this mess that's trying to stop you, that's trying to hem you up, that's trying to roadblock you. Hear me tonight, wife, husband, whoever you are, take him by the hand and say, we're not dealing with this again. Amen. We're about to break through it. We're about to get victory over in the name of Jesus. Come on, we're about to let our weapon loose. So I'll go to my grave knowing if you need a breakthrough, it's in your praise. I don't take, you stay bound up then. There's got to come a time where you say, you know what? I've been bound for too long. I'm getting out of this today, tonight. I tell you how powerful it is. I'm coming to a close. I get 6:58. We still good. That's what one girl said one time we got out of church. She said, Mom, it's still daylight outside. Let me preach on. And so I was in the Texarkana area. And I got there on a Sunday, and the pastor, he said, this witch doctor's daughter, she comes to church, and she wants deliverance. I said, oh, okay. I didn't think nothing about it. So started church on that Sunday. She's there. She's on the front row. She's chewing gum and She don't look like she want prayer. She don't want prayer. I ain't gonna go over and bother, because old song said, me and the devil had a tussle. I'm gonna win. It ain't gonna be good. And so I thought, I'm gonna just leave that alone. And the pastor said, you gonna pray with her? I said, no, sir, I'm not. He said, why not? I said, well, I don't feel. Oh, okay. And so I can't force myself. If I could, I promise you, I'd done that a long time ago. And so we come back that Monday and she comes again. He said, you gonna pray with her? I said, well, the Lord leads me, I'll pray with her. Long story short, Wednesday night's the last night of the revival. And man, they want me to pray with her. And so the pastor's wife, she comes up in the office before church. And she said, are you gonna pray with her? I said, well, and I said this sort of by casually or whatever, but I was really serious. I said, well, if she swallows that gum, I said, she'd get the Holy Ghost. She said, I know, I know. She said, I got to go out there now. I got to give her a mint. I said, see us. I said, just calm down. I said, God's got this. I said, we ain't forcing our way on nobody. I said, just trust God. Well, here she goes. She goes out the door. I thought, I'm going to get a hold of you before it's over with. And so, anyway, church started. And as church started, she's sitting over there. She's chewing gum. I thought, she ain't interested in this. So I keep on. I thought, you know what? This is last night. I'm going home. Hey, bye. I didn't call y'all. Y'all called me. And so I looked over. I said, and I was praying for somebody. She's sitting right there. I said, sis, I said, do you want to be delivered? And she was just staring at me, chewing. I thought, I know she heard me. I said, do you want to be delivered? She said, yeah. I said, are you sure? She said, yeah. And she's still chewing that gum. God is my, if I'm lying, I'm dying. I walk over there. I said, throw your hands up in the air. I said, when I touch you, I said, the power of God is going to fall on you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. She lifted up her hands. As I was laying my hand on her head, she did this. She swallowed that gum, and the power of God hit her. She fell over in that pew talking in tongues as the Spirit of God gives the utters. What are you saying, preacher? I'm telling you, God will do more when we begin to swallow our pride and swallow, say, well, I think God can do that. No, no, no. You need to throw your thinking out and say, God, I'm going to give you a costly praise. It don't make sense, but what I'm getting ready to receive from you is not going to make sense. Costly praise. Unusual. I've witnessed too many people that worshiped their way out of circumstances. It's not just a song, it's a strategy. Praise isn't confined to a moment, it's a lifestyle. I live to praise him. It's not just a momentary thing. It's not just something I get caught up in the emotion of, but it's a lifestyle. I live to praise him. Clap your hands, all you people, and shout unto God with a voice of cry, with a voice of triumph. That is not a suggestion. That's a command. Praise is a response to who God is and what he's done. But it's also a release. When you praise, chains break. You can go home with the same baggage that you walked in here with. But when you pray, chains break, walls fall, enemies scatter. When we praise, we're putting on our spiritual shoes, shoes of peace, shoes of joy, shoes that has the ability to tread upon the enemy's head. Your feet and your praise should carry the message of victory in every situation. So I ask you tonight, don't hold back your praise.
Oh, I'm talking to the ones that's in the cheap seats tonight. Don't you hold back your praise. Let your worship be loud. Let it be unstoppable. Praise is a pathway to a breakthrough. Praise is more than noise. It's power. Praise and worship is more than an emotion. It's warfare. And I wish somebody would pick up your weapon and go to battle tonight and say, God, our praise is our weapon. We're going to use it to shift the atmosphere. Here. Come on, somebody. I wish you would begin to praise him in this house. Come on, there's a shift. There's a change in the environment right now. You ought to go ahead and praise him. The Holy Ghost is just waiting on someone to lose control in this house right now. Come on, when's the last time you got out of your seat, you got out of your pew, and you just shouted down the aisle? When's the last time you just ran the aisles? When's the last time you got over yourself? Jesus is worthy of more than what we give him. Remain standing. He's worthy of our praise. He's worthy of my dance. Paris, he is inviting this church to a place you have never been before. You want to know the key that's going to unlock the next place is when costly praise is sent forth. You have no problem to pray. You've been in 21 days of prayer and fasting, and we need that. We need more of that. But oh, when's the last time a church went into 21 days of praying and dancing? We got all these prayer conferences, and I'm not against them. We need them. But when's the last time, amen, the worshipers got together and said, hey, this isn't about me, but I come to worship him tonight. This isn't about my need. This isn't about your need, but this is about worshiping Jesus. When's the last time you said, God, I come to give you a costly praise? It may not be cute. It may not look good, amen, on camera, but I don't need the camera. I just need to get in his presence and worship him. I was raised, we used to have victory marches. I believe this church knows what I'm talking about. And I was at a particular church one time and Houston area, and I said, I'll tell you what we're going to do. I said, we ain't going to do no victory march around here. I said, we're going to do a praise march around here. Amen. I said, it's time to praise God in this house. And I was on one side, and me and the pastor and his wife was on the other side. And they began to come by here. And I said, now when you come, don't just try to just pull up and stop. You got to keep on worshiping and get up out of here. Because there's a lot of people up in there, and we's going to be there all day. And I'm paid on our hourly wage, and just joking. It's good to come to church and laugh. Praise God. I'd hate to know I went to a church. I'd get on my nerves. Somebody said, well, we can get you in an hour and 15 minutes. I couldn't stand it that long. I mean, I want something that's moving, something that's joyful. I got enough hell on the outside. I need some glory on the inside here. Come on. That's why we come in here and we create an atmosphere. Come on. Where you can come in here down and out, but you can leave here up and giving God the glory and said, there's no devil going to steal my song. There's no situation going to steal my praise. So, I was coming by here.
We was praying for different ones. And I remember this one couple. I said, God, I said, open the windows of heaven, pour out unusual blessings on them. As a matter of fact, let the windows of heaven be poured out. And we began to pray different ones go through there. After church, we went out to eat, went home that night. Next morning, pastor called me. He said, hey, he said, you remember that couple you talked about the windows of heaven being poured out? I said, yeah. He said, well, I just want you to know. He said, they've been renting for years. He said, but this morning the landlord come over. He said, I don't know why I'm doing this. He said, and y'all been good renters. He said, but you ain't got to rent no more. He said, I'll tell you what. He said, the keys and the deed is yours. This house is yours. I come to, that's what praise will do. Praise can set some things in order. Praise can shift some things. Praise can make the uncommon become common in your life. I got one more story and a few more lines and I'm out. I know I didn't tell this here. It's about, I don't know, 5-6 weeks ago, I was preaching at a place and I was there that Sunday morning, and that night I had to go to another church about 3.5 hours away. And I was good enough to be there on time. And I thought, I don't know if I'm gonna make it. And I was tired, been a long day. So I was driving over there and I'm about 1.5 hours away and I hear, I thought, what in the world is this? So I get out my car, I look underneath, I don't see nothing. I thought, well, I guess it's just a spirit. I got in the car, began to drive down the road, started hearing it again. I thought, this ain't right. I had my suit on. Couldn't phone somebody, hey, can you come help me out? No, just sometimes you got to get down and dirty. Sometimes you got to roll up your sleeves and say, you know what? If it's going to happen, it's going to be because of me. It's not going to be my neighbor. It's not going to be pastor. It's not going to be the singers. It's going to be up to me. So I got underneath that vehicle, and my bottom was dragging. I thought, this ain't good. And so I got up there, and I put it up underneath there. I thought, surely this'll hold. Got back in the car. About 10 miles down the road, I hear it again. Pull over. I ain't got cell phone service. I can't call a friend. I can't call a tow. It is what it is. So I got underneath the car. I put it up there again. I thought, I need a zip tie. I don't carry zip ties. You may do in your car, but I don't. And so I got back underneath there, and I put it up in there, and I got down the road, and it did it again. By this time, I'm not just late. I'm real late. I don't have a whole lot of Holy Ghost. I'm thinking, you know what, by now, if I would have went home, I'd already been home. But I'm out here in the middle of nowhere, and I'm supposed to get to church, and now I'm going to be 20 minutes late. I said, God, please, this is what I said, God, please, just anything so I can tie this up and go to church. And I'm sitting in the air conditioner, and I look over here, and I see down a rock road here, a little belt from a lawnmower, about that long right there. I thought, well, here we go. I got that. I got up underneath that car. I thought, I hope to God this works. And all of a sudden, I tied it up. I thought, you know what? If it drags again, I'm going home. I'm not even calling him. He ain't paid me, so if I no show, he no pay. It don't matter. And so I got in the car, and would you know, the farther I drive, I didn't hear that. I thought, well, God, you did it. And I started praising God. I got there to church. I was 20 minutes late. Got out. I thought, what in the world? I don't even know what I'm going to preach. I need to pray through real quick before I go up in here. I know you saved and sanctified. Oh, preacher, you. Let's just be real. All right. Devil fights me just like he fights you. So I went to the bathroom real quick. It's a shotgun building. Went in the bathroom, got the sweat off. Looked in the mirror. I had grass stain on the back of my shirt. I thought, well, who cares what you look like when you come to church and worship God? I was doing this before they had that ignorant thing up there. I don't know what they're going to say. Come on, Michael.
You shouldn't do that. You ain't seen nothing yet. Come on. Somebody that's coming to church, amen, they should not stop you from worshiping God. Well, they don't need to do that. I didn't come for you anyway. I need a breakthrough in my life. I need a miracle in my family. My church needs a breakthrough, and my praise is a good weapon to cause that to happen. So, I come out the restroom, I'm open the Bible. God help me, what am I going to preach? I was going through some stuff, and a man come out in the foyer. He said, "Preacher, I've been looking for you." He said, I can't worship with all this in my pocket. Pulls out that pocket. There's a wad of money like that. Yeah, that's what I said. Oh, just like that. And I said, "Oh, no, brother, you ain't got to do that." He said, "I know I ain't got to do it." He said, "But you take it." He said, "It's a blessing." He said, "I've been praying for you." He said, "I don't know what's going on in your world." He said, "But you're here tonight because I'm supposed to bless you." I want to tell somebody here tonight, you're here because God wants to bless you. You're not here, amen, for any other reason, but God is getting ready to bless you. God is getting ready to break through in your world. God is getting ready to do something unusual in your life. Now, I didn't know how much money that was, but by the feel of it, it was a good bit. So I put that thing in my pocket and I went out there and preached. I thought, I wonder how much money this is. And so after church, I'm going out. I'm going to get another shirt in my car. This lady, she follows me out. She said, "Preacher," she said, "I'm supposed to do this." I said, "What is it?" She said, "Here, I want to sow into your ministry." I said, "Sow into my ministry." I thought, that sounded like a Benny Hinn deal. I thought, "No, you ain't got to do that, sis." She said, "No, I got to." I thought, well, ain't no sense in arguing. If you got to, then I got to receive it. And so I said, "God bless you. Thank you." And so I went and changed. I went in the pastor's office. I said, "Hey, I need to talk to you." He said, "What is it?" I put out that money. He said, "Oh, my God." I said, "Yeah, that's what I said." He said, "I know exactly who did that." He said, "That man, his daddy was just like him." He said, "Whenever he would go through stuff, he said he wouldn't stop coming to church. He said he would keep on. He was a giver and he was a worshiper." And he said, "That young man tonight is just like his daddy." Amen. We counted that money. It was over $1,000. I want to tell you tonight, God knows exactly where you're at. But acute praise ain't going to get you a miracle. It's going to cost you something tonight. I'm telling you, if you need a miracle, I wouldn't sit there with my arms crossed. I'd step out in the aisle and say, "God, if nobody else praises you, I'm going to praise you. If nobody else dances, I'm going to dance. If I'm the only one running the aisle, I'm going to lead the way." There's authority in your shout. There's power in your dance. I wish somebody would turn it loose right now and say, "God, my praise is giving me a spirit of triumph over my circumstance." Somebody give God praise right now. Come on, give him a praise break right now. From the front to the back, to the left, to the right, there's a blessing that's got your name on it. There's a miracle that's got your name, but it's when you give him costly praise. Hear me. If you learn to praise the Lord in every circumstance, in every situation, it don't matter, amen, what comes on you, praise can get it off of you. Our praise is not predicated on if I receive my miracle or not. I'm just going to praise God for who he is tonight. Somebody hear me. We need to praise God
just because of who he is tonight. Don't let what you're going through cause you to be sour with God. Amen. And don't want you to worship God because you don't feel it. Come on, your worship has nothing to do with your feeling. You don't have to feel anything to praise God. You just got to do it. See, praise will reduce the size of your enemy. What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? We got to get the understanding in our thinking that if God is for us, he's the majority. I have to focus if God is for me. It don't matter who or what is against me. Throw your hands up all across this house. Come on. Come on, if you want to feel the presence of God, you got to open up your mouth right now. Come on, everything in this house, open up your mouth, open up your heart, open up your whole being. We got to get over ourselves, Paris. I don't want someone staring at me. I don't want someone looking at me or laughing at me. Then you're making it about you. This isn't about you. This is about him. This is about you. This is not about you. It's about him. It don't matter if they laugh at you. I got, they used to throw tomatoes at them. They don't do that no more. They used to call them holy rollers. You don't have to worry about that no more. Now praise has become popular. Praise is more acceptable now. Praise should be something that you want to do. Not something, well, I gotta do it. No, bless God, you ain't got to. You sit there and die if you want to. But I choose to get up and worship God. You should not be ashamed to worship God. You should feel an obligation to worship God. Come on, everybody in this house ought to give God praise. Come on, throw your hands in the air, open up your mouth and say, God, I got an obligation to give you praise. I got a duty to give you praise. Look at your neighbor and say, you need help tonight? If you need help to worship, I'm going to help lead you to the rock that is higher than I. I've seen too many times when somebody starts dancing and somebody starts running and somebody desperately is crying out and suddenly people get their healing and they get their deliverance. Come on, it's not when someone is a statue, but when somebody begins to praise the Lord. Come on, no matter where you are or where you've been, you got to get your feet moving tonight. Come on, ma'am. You got to get your hands clapping tonight. You got to get your voice lifted up. You got to give some praise unto God. Come on, it's going to cost you something tonight. I wish somebody would break out the mold and said, get out of my way, preacher. I got to give something to God. This is going to cost me something. Oh, I said, God, wish somebody would turn loose right now. Turn loose in this house. Watch God give you a miracle. Watch God do something supernatural. In the name of Jesus, I wish to God my praise would get you uncomfortable and cause you to praise him. This is real. We ain't got nobody beating over there on the drum, on the keyboard.
I saw you worshiping earlier tonight when you stepped out. He's right here in this area, and you was going after the name of Jesus. I want to tell you here tonight, ma'am, you're here because the enemy didn't steal your worship. You shouldn't be here. I don't know what you used to do. Amen. But what you're doing right now is what you're going to do here for eternity. And I want to tell you right now, you need to keep on keeping on. The devil should have put you under when he had the chance. But oh, you can't put a praiser down. You can't keep a prayer. I wish somebody would tell yourself, I'm going to get it tonight. I'm going to turn loose tonight. I'm going to get what's mine tonight.
Is it Sister Kelso? That's your two daughters, right? Yeah. Two daughters, come get your mama by the hand. Come on down here to the front. I'll tell both of y'all something. The anointing of God is on you in a powerful way. And the devil don't like it. He'd like to come in and cause some kind of division in there, try to plant a seed of doubt. Amen. I'm telling you, there is a gift on the inside of you, and it's time to let that thing loose. It's not time to mumble it. It's time to open it up and let that come out your mouth and let the anointing, because you hear me, God said your voice has the power to change the atmosphere. Come on, but your silence can change your future. But I'm telling the devil right now, you have no control over my future, because what I'm doing tonight, amen, is setting my future in order by what comes out of my mouth. I wish somebody would lift up your hands. Let there be a fresh anointing that would fall right now. Let that gift come alive in the name of Jesus right now. Let it fall. Come on, that's it. You're a key part. And God said the devil of hell will not try. You will overcome. Come on, open up your mouth. Sing your song. Let your voice, amen, change the atmosphere. Somebody praise him. Come on, that's it. Come on, devil, take your hands off. These are God's kids. These is God's anointed vessels. In the name, raise him up, God. Anoint him, God. Use him. Come on, I wish somebody would let that go right now. You've been holding it for too long. You've been silent for too long. It's time to release it. When you release it, your atmosphere is going to shift. Your atmosphere is going to change. You got power in what you come let come out your mouth. There is a powerful weapon
Somebody lift up your hands right now. Receive it all across this house. Sharamoho shataye. Hear me right now. If this is your church, if you're a part of this church, you thought about being about this being your church, I want you to make your way down to the front and get here as close as you can. In the sound room, if this is your church, well, I'm not moving nowhere. I'm not getting no higher. I'm not getting no lower. I need you to come down here, right here to the front right now. I'm telling you, there is a glory cloud that's getting ready to set up in this house, and God is getting ready to deal with some stuff in this house tonight. You hear me? I prophesied right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. In the name of Jesus, whatever time it is, amen, God is getting ready to shift the atmosphere. In the name of Jesus. Come on, everybody, get your way down here in the name of Jesus. God is about to bring walls down. God, amen, is about to, amen, get some minds back. In the name, God is getting ready to heal some bodies. God is getting ready to shift some things. In the name of what you've been praying for years, God is getting ready to do it suddenly. God is getting ready to do it speedily in this house tonight. Listen to me real quick. Listen to me real quick. Hold on. This just blowed my mind. Take a look. There's not a one. If they are, they're under the pew. We can't see them. You know what that lets me know? God, there's unity in this house. There is agreement in this house. There is a spirit of revival that wants to go forward in this house. Costly. It's not cheap. Not here for the fishers or loaves, but this is costing me. You know what you're dealing with. You know what you've been wrestling with. You know what's problems in your house, in your family, in your kids. Some of us have been very intentional about it. And some of us have been very casual about it. But nevertheless, you're here, right here. So that lets me know you're more serious than maybe what you're letting on. What would happen tonight if God met everyone's need in this house tonight? Oh, I'm telling you, I've been in a lot of atmospheres. Amen. But this is an atmosphere where anything can happen. No doubt, y'all prayed and prayed and prayed. But this could be the prayer that turns it. You're not going to get it on the easy street. You're going to do it because it costs you something. You're the lady I prayed for back here this morning. I'm telling you, the God of glory that touched you this morning, I'm telling you, the hand of God is on you in a powerful, powerful way. And your husband, amen, I'm telling you, the God's got his number. And I want you to know what God started, amen, is nothing near complete of what God is getting ready to do in your life in the name of Jesus. You're here tonight, ma'am, because somebody prayed for you. I don't know who it is, but you hear me tonight. Amen. It costs them something, and tonight you'll pray that you're about to give God. It's going to cost you something, but I'm telling you, it's going to be worth every penny that it costs you. It's going to be worth every energy, every ounce of faith that it costs you. Some, you need healing in your body. Some need healing in your mind. Some, you need a breakthrough. Whatever it is, I want you to get that in your mind right now. Won't you get it in your mind right now? I can't get down here and get a hold of everybody, but I'm going to begin to pray the prayer of faith. And as I do, amen, I believe God is getting ready to sweep across this congregation. It's not hype, amen. We don't need music for this. This involves us. It's not a keyboard's job. It's not the organ's job. It's my job. Throw your hands up all across this house. In the name of Jesus, I'm going to start over here, and I'm going to move my way across here. God, you see every man, every woman in this house right now, God. You see their situation, God. You see their predicament, God. Whether it's big or small, it don't matter. Lord, if it is interested for them, you're going to be interested into it right now. And I pray, God, according to your word and by the power that's in your name, I pray let there be a healing. Let there be a breakthrough. Let there be a deliverance, God, that would fall across this house, God. By your word and by the power that's in your name, release it in this house. Come on, that's it. Go after it right now. Go after your breakthrough. Go after your miracle. Go after it right now. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth. Cry out unto God right now. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, that's it. Let it fall from the left to the right, from the front to the back, God, upon every man, upon every woman, upon every child, God. Dry it up, God. Dry the addiction up, God. Roll back the problem, God. Lord, heal the sickness. Heal the mind. Deliver the soul, God. Do it right now. I wish somebody, amen, would go after it like it's already done. Go after it like you got your answer. Go after it like you got your miracle. Go out in the name of Jesus. Come on, that's it. Come on. Men, pray with men right now. Women, pray with women. Come on. As you lay your hand on your neighbor, I receive it right now. I speak it in the atmosphere. I speak it into existence right now. Come on, that's it. You need the Holy Ghost. Let the Holy Ghost fall in the name of Jesus. Let it go right now. In the name of Jesus, by your word, God, by the power, in the name of Jesus, receive it right now. Receive it right now. Let it go. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of God, complete it. Complete it, God, at which she's asked. Come on, that's it. Open your mouth. Open your spirit. Open your heart to it right now. Receive it right now. By your stripes, by your word.
Come on, send up a praise right now. Send up a hallelujah right now. Send it up right now. Come on, somebody, right now. God's going to send you the resources. God's going to, amen, expose you to the right people. In the name of Jesus, God is going to put you with the right connection. Come on, that's it. In the name, I receive it right now. I receive it right now. I receive my miracle. Come on, that's it. Come on, that's it.
Hold this baby. Can you hold this baby? Hold this baby. Hold this baby.
Toyota, throw your hands up just right now. In the name of Jesus. After this night, God, I pray. Let it go back from which it came, God. Yorobohoshata. In the name of Jesus. That's it. Let it go right now. Costly praise is being sent forth. Come on, there's an aroma of praise. Come on, there's aroma of worship right now. Let it loose out your mouth. Let it flow out of your belly right now. Let it flow out.
In the name of Jesus, God, from the top of his head to the soles of his feet, God, you see that which is in him right now. It may be dormant, but God, I come to speak life to it right now. I come to resurrect some things right now. I come to shake some stuff from the dust right now. God, I pray, show yourself real in his life right now. From the top of his head to the soles of his feet. That's it. Let it fall right now. Let there be consuming fire. Right now, God, burn everything and tear out of him. That's it. Let it go. Open your mouth and receive it. Receive your healing. Receive your deliverance right now. Let it flow out your mind. Let it flow out your spirit. Since I don't know who you are, when I walked in the door, I saw you. Hand of God is on you. God's going to bless you in an unusual way. I don't know what kind of work you do. Amen. But God is going to position the people that need to be in your life. In the name of Jesus, God, I see an open heaven right now. And I pray, let it fall from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, God. Bless her job, God. I pray, bless her resources. I pray right now, God, let there be an unusual miracle, God, in this season of her life, God. There may be a drought, but God, the rain's coming. Let it fall from the top of her head to the soul. I wish somebody would praise him. I wish somebody would turn your praise loose. That's it. Let it go, sis. Receive it right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Is there anybody tonight, you had pain in your body when you came in here, but you ain't got pain no more? I want you to throw your hands up real quick. Keep your hands lifted. Is there anybody in here who had a weighted cloud on you? It has almost seemed like you couldn't breathe. But now the winds of refreshing have come over you and you feel liberated because the joy of the Lord is your strength. I want you to throw your hands up right now. Is that you? Some of you are worshiping in this house tonight because you got a disease. You got a sickness in your body. But I'm telling you what would happen tonight if you would let out one more hallelujah, one more thank you, Jesus. You could go to the doctor this next week and what was there, it cannot be there no more. But your praise, it cost you something, but it got rid of the disease. It got rid of, I wish somebody would hear me tonight. I wish you would muster up one more seed of praise in this house. It may cost you a little something, but I'm telling you, it's worth every penny. You got to give it to God tonight. Let it loose right now all over this house. Open up your mouth and let a praise loose. Come on, that's it. Go after it right now. In the name of Jesus, I'm not going home silent, but I'm going home filled with praise. Say it's different. You got to speak to your atmosphere. You can't let your atmosphere get a hold of you because your atmosphere will get you back down to where the enemy wants you to be. But you got to wake up in the morning and say, I am healed. I am blessed. I am delivered. My kids are going to be all right. My marriage is going to make it. My church is going to have, yeah, come on, it's going to cost you something. It's not what people usually do, but we don't want a used revival. We want an unused revival. We want a costly revival. Give God praise in this house.
Man, let's thank the Lord for that tonight. Hallelujah. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. With God, all things are possible. Amen. Praise the open doors that you can't open. Amen. Aren't you thankful tonight for that word? Thank you, Lord. We love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. God is so good. I mean, we have been so blessed by the ministry of Brother Whittemore. Thank God for those words. Amen. God's been so good to us. Hallelujah. Amen. If you praise like you're supposed to, you ain't got to go to Anytime Fitness after church. You burn 1,000 calories up in this house tonight. Amen. Amen. Isn't God good? Amen. Thank you, Brother Whittemore. We love you, church. Thank you so much for showing up these past 5 services. God bless you. Amen. God is so stuff on Facebook per se, but share our first Wednesday fellowship coming up Wednesday night. And it's just a meal and a Bible study happening next door at the R.L. Meyer Center. No service here Wednesday night in the main building. It'll be next door. And we want to have guests there that night. Just come over casual atmosphere, all right? So come. Taco Delights is hosting that night. It's going to be a great night. You don't want to miss it. Amen. Wednesday night, 7 o'clock. We love you so much. God bless you in the name of Jesus. Shake somebody's hand, and we'll see you back here on Wednesday.